In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show how to deliver browser-based access to a SQL Server 2008 R2 Power Pivot workbook using SharePoint 2010 Excel services.
In this demonstration, I'm going to publish an Excel workbook that consists of a Power Pivot model to SharePoint and explore the report through Excel services in the Power Pivot gallery. So before me, I have a completed Excel workbook that consists of a Power Pivot model and pivot table report. I'm now ready to share this, so I come to my File ribbon tab, down to Save and Send, Save to SharePoint, and I have a Power Pivot gallery location already defined here. So I click Save As, and in the Save As window, I go ahead and I ensure that I have the correct file name. In this case, Product Sales Analysis is great. I click the Publish options, and this is where you can determine what you want shown when somebody requests your Excel workbook in SharePoint. The entire workbook could be made available, individual sheets, or even items within those sheets. So for the purpose of this demonstration, I'm going to publish only the worksheet named Product Sales Report. And now I'm ready to go ahead and save that document to the library. Note the checkbox here that will open the Excel workbook automatically in the browser once it's saved. Okay, and now that the workbook is saved, we have Internet Explorer opening here. Let me maximize the window. And what we see before us then is the Product Sales Analysis workbook. Note down the bottom here that we're looking at the Product Sales Report worksheet. It looks very much and feels very much like Excel, and yet it is an HTML representation of the Excel worksheet. So what's interactive here is the ability to make selections of the slices. Now what's happening here for the first time, because this is a Power Pivot model in the background, because it's now requesting from that, Analysis Services within the SharePoint farm is taking the workbook, it is loading the cube into its in-memory, and then it's allowing us to query against that in-memory cube hosted by the analysis services within the farm. So the first request is actually going to be a little slow as that process takes place. Here is the result that comes back. We have refreshed data, the ability then to request 2007, make a request this time for Canadian sales in 2007. These slices are a very effective way of begging the user to interact with the report. The other interactivity that we have here is the ability to expand and collapse the levels of the hierarchy. So let's explore what was going on with the clothing sales for Canada in that time period. The ability here on the row labels to filter and sort at the different levels of the hierarchy. So sort ascending or descending or by a particular value, for example, profit. Apply label filters or value filters. Beyond that, should the user have permission, they can use the file here to go ahead and open this in Excel or download a snapshot that represents just the data, download a copy of the workbook, or reload the workbook and have it refreshed. The last part of this demonstration, I'm going to navigate to the Power Pivot gallery. So here in the Power Pivot gallery, we have the Product Sales Analysis workbook. Here's the thumbnail that allows you to see in advance what the content of the report is. If there are multiple items or worksheets, you would see them along here and you could navigate between them. Now the functionality available to the end user over here in the top right is the ability to open a new Excel workbook that has an embedded connection to this workbook that allows you to use regular pivot tables and pivot charts to build up new reporting experiences on top of the Power Pivot data. There's the ability also to have a reporting services report created that has an embedded data source that points to the workbook that then allows you to use the reporting services design experience to produce very rich experiences, reporting experiences on top of the Power Pivot data. The option here to manage data refresh allows the user to go ahead and turn on data refresh scheduling to ensure that the workbook data is kept up to date, perhaps ensuring that if I enable here that every day within business hours, that the data retrieved by both of the data sources for this workbook, the AdventureWorks SQL Server database and the AdventureWorks feed, is synchronized to ensure that the workbook data is kept up to date.